nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatever from any king, prince, or foreign state. Basically, no one in office of the U.S. government can accept gifts or payments from a foreign state. Makes sense. Seems ethical. Seems like it could help avoid corruption, protect democracy. Now, you can say that this won't have any influence on President Trump, a historically ethical and honest man. But even if it doesn't influence his very great brain, it does not change the fact that foreign states are able to funnel money into his pockets via his hotels and organization, which he has not divested from or put in a blind trust. Both George W. Bush's and Barack Obama's ethics lawyers have made it very clear that the president owning hotels across the globe is a clear ethics violation and violates the Emoluments Clause, which is an impeachable offense. Congress can impeach him. Seriously, they could do it right now. They could have done it on January 21st. His actions already are impeachable, per the Constitution. The conflicts in ethics should be clear. As a president who cares about the American people and stopping corruption, Trump should be fine divesting from his company, putting his company in a blind trust, and stop making money from rich people staying in hotels. Or give all the money to charity. Or turn the fancy towers into housing for the homeless. I don't know, just like, put your money where your loud dumb mouth is. Mr. President, all due respect. But he won't. So Congress should, you know, impeach him. Yesterday. What you can do is call your congressperson and tell them to call for an investigation into President Trump's clear violation of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause. Call your senators every day. They listen. A surge of phone calls stopped Congress from gutting the Independent Ethics Committee. They influenced Congress members to not vote for Trump care. Phone calls are tallied. They're listened to. They may not work, but they may work. So let them know that you know that the president is breaking the law and there are clear ethics violations at play here.